您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/mand 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语，我是澳大利亚澳洲广播电台中文部的节目主持人马建元。在第13讲中，我们复习了一些非常有用的句型，并且学习了表示时间的一些不同说法。在这一课中，我们要学习有关自我介绍的正式及非正式说法，服务业中的一些职务的英语名称，以及如何说服或取信于您的顾客。在这一课的情景对话中，蒙娜女士和怀特先生与利奥推荐的导游见了面。第14讲，导游。
Lesson 14, The Tour Guide。Good afternoon.
Hi, Leo. Why are you wearing a different uniform? And where's Mr. Lay?
Let me introduce myself. I am Mr. Lay, your tour guide.
Leo, you're a tour guide?
But you're the hotel receptionist.
I also work for 5-star tours.
I don't understand.
Please let me explain. I'm saving up to study hotel management in Australia.So I work for 5-star tours in my spare time.
让我们再听一遍对话的内容，我会在每句话之后将句子翻译成中文。
Good afternoon.
下午好。
Hi, Leo.Why are you wearing a different uniform? And where's Mr. Lay?
你好，利奥，你怎么穿了一身不同的制服呢？乐先生在哪里啊？
Let me introduce myself. I am Mr. Lay, your tour guide.
让我自我介绍一下，我就是乐先生，你们的导游。
Leo, you're a tour guide?
利奥，你怎么变成了导游呢？
But you're the hotel receptionist.
你不是酒店前台的接待员吗？
I also work for 5-star tours.
我同时也为五星旅游公司工作。
I don't understand.
我真不明白这是怎么回事。
Please let me explain. I'm saving up to study hotel management in Australia. So I work for 5-star tours in my spare time.
请听我的解释。我现在正为了到澳大利亚学习酒店管理专业而存钱，所以我业余时间还为五星旅游公司打工。您注意到利奥在做自我介绍时是怎么说的吗？
Let me introduce myself. I am Mr. Lay, your tour guide.
让我自我介绍一下，我是乐先生，你们的导游。Let me introduce myself 是英语中自我介绍时比较正式的一种说法，而比较随意的一种说法就是直接的说出自己的姓名或者身份，例如 I'm Leo, your tour guide. 请注意听录音并跟着重复。
Let me introduce myself. I'm Leo, your tour guide. I'm Joe, your driver.I'm Emma, the cashier. I'm Elia, your interpreter.
让我们再听一遍这部分对话，在利奥的讲话之后，会给您留出时间，让您重复他的句子。
Good afternoon.
Hi, Leo. Why are you wearing a different uniform? And where's Mr. Lay?
Let me introduce myself. I am Mr. Lay, your tour guide.
Leo, your tour guide?
But you are the hotel receptionist.
I also work for Five Star Tours.
I don't understand.
Please let me explain. I'm saving up to study hotel management in Australia. So I work for Five Star Tours in my spare time.
Lesson 14,
The Tour Guide.
第14讲，导游。接下来我们学习对话的后半部分。首先，让我们来听听利奥是如何向客人们介绍他自己做导游的资历的。
I'm still not sure about this.
Let me assure you, Miss White. I have a tourism qualification, and I've been doing this job for 7 years.
But...
I know all the best tours in the city.
I'm sure you do, Leo. We'd love you to be our tour guide, wouldn't we, Mona?
I suppose so.
Thank you, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Call me Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Now, if you just follow me to the lounge...I have some brochures to show you.
我们再听一遍这段对话，我会在每一句话之后把句子翻译成中文。
I'm still not sure about this.
我还是不太明白这是怎么回事。
Let me assure you, Miss White. I have a tourism qualification and I've been doing this job for 7 years.
我向您保证，怀特女士，我有导游资历证书，而且我在这个行当里已经工作了7年了。
But,
可是
I know all the best tours in the city.
我知道这个城市中所有最好的旅游路线。
I'm sure you do, Leo. We'd love you to be our tour guide, wouldn't we, Mona?
我相信你，利奥。我们也非常高兴你做我们的导游。是不是这样啊，蒙娜
？I suppose so.
我想是吧。
Thank you, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
谢谢你们，蒙娜女士和怀特先生。
Call me Jack.
你就叫我杰克好了。
Thank you, Jack.
谢谢您，杰克。
Now, if you just follow me to the lounge, I have some brochures to show you.
好吧，现在请你们跟我一起到那边的客厅去，我想给你们看一些小册子。让我们一起来听听利奥是如何说服蒙娜女士的。
Let me assure you, Miss White.
我向您保证，怀特女士。
I have a tourism qualification.
我有导游资历证书。
And I've been doing this job for 7 years.
而且我在这个行当里已经工作7年了。当您要说服某人或者要取信于某人时 ，Let me assure you 是一个非常有用的句型。但是要特别注意的是，这个句型并不可以独立使用，它必须要和一个说明性的从句合在一起，才能构成一个完整的句子。请注意听下面的中文句子及英语翻译。我向你保证，今天的鱼很新鲜。
Let me assure you, the fish is fresh today.
你放心，我们已经通知警察了。
Let me assure you, the police have been called.
请听下面的对话内容。
Now, if you just follow me to the lounge.
好吧，现在请你们跟我一起到那边的客厅去。您注意到 if you just follow me 这句话了吗？在第12课中，商店的售货员在带领蒙娜去收款台时，也就用了这个句型。 现在利奥请蒙娜和怀特去客厅时也使用了这个句型，让我们一起来练习。请注意听录音并跟着重复。
If you'll just follow me. If you'll just follow me to the lounge. If you'll just follow me to the cashier.
让我们再来听一遍这段对话的最后一部分，请在利奥的话之后跟着重复。
I'm still not sure about this.
Let me assure you, Miss White. I have a tourism qualification, and I've been doing this job for 7 years.
But...
I know all the best tours in the city.
I'm sure you do, Leo. We'd love you to be our tour guide.Wouldn't we, Mona?
I suppose so.
Thank you, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Call me Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Now, if you just follow me to the lounge, I have some brochures to show you.
现在让我们完整的听一遍我们在第十三课和第十四课中学习的对话内容。
Miss White, Mr. Weber, how can I help you this afternoon?
Hi, Leo. We're after a tour guide.
Yes, Leo. We want to make the most of our last day. Can you recommend a good tour guide?
I can recommend 5-star tours. They're very popular.
We don't want a group, though, Leo. We want a private tour guide.
Well, there's someone I know of. He's the best in the business. You'll need him tomorrow?
Yes.
I'll see if he's available. Excuse me for just a minute. You're in luck. He is available tomorrow.
Excellent. When can we speak with him?
He can meet you today, if you like.
Fine. What time?
3 o'clock. He said he can meet you here in the lobby.
What's his name, Leo?
Mr. Lair.
Thanks, Leo.
My pleasure. Good afternoon.
Hi, Leo. Why are you wearing a different uniform? And where's Mr. Lair?
Let me introduce myself. I am Mr. Lair.Your tour guide.
Leo, you're a tour guide?
But you're the hotel receptionist.
I also work for 5-star tours.
I don't understand.
Please let me explain. I'm saving up to study hotel management in Australia. So I work for 5-star tours in my spare time.
I'm still not sure about this.
Let me assure you, Miss White.I have a tourism qualification, and I've been doing this job for 7 years.
But...
I know all the best tours in the city.
I'm sure you do, Leo. We'd love you to be our tour guide. Wouldn't we, Mona?
I suppose so.
Thank you, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Call me Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Now, if you'll just follow me to the lounge, I have some brochures to show you.
结束这一课的内容之前，让我们一起和老师重复下列的英语句型。
Let me introduce myself. I'm Leo, your receptionist. Let me introduce myself. I'm Leo, your receptionist.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，第十四课的内容就进行到这里。 在第15课中，我们要学习如何讨论旅游项目的内容。谢谢您的收听。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页，我们的网址是 abc.net.au/ra。澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是 ames.net.au。各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。